A King County Sheriff's deputy and a State Patrol trooper are being commended for their quick thinking while off the clock. Cairo Radio's Dean Seaman reports.
Back on June 17th, Barry Madsen was getting ready for class at Phantom Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu in Maple Valley. Two of his neighbors, King County Sheriff's Deputy Chris Kyle and State Patrol Trooper Kareem Bukabu, were also there. Madsen felt everything was normal for the most part.
I felt a little bit lightheaded during the class. I would say it's comparable to if you haven't ate anything all day and you kind of stand up too quick. And so I just chalked it up to, well, I need to drink some more water. It was one of our little hotter days here starting up in the summer.
The class began with warm-ups and drills before they went into active sparring.
I was supposed to roll with somebody else, and I just decided I was going to pick Deputy Kyle because him and I are about the same size, and the other person I was supposed to roll with was a little bit smaller, quite a bit smaller than me.
Less than 1 minute in, Kyle noticed something was wrong.
He had got me in a foothold, and I got him in an ankle lock, and all of a sudden he stopped. I'm like, well, that's weird. So I stopped, and I'm just kind of waiting for him to do something when it wasn't moving. So I sat up, and then I looked at his eye, and he had a thousand-yard stare, and his eyes were extremely dilated.
They thought Madsen was suffering from a seizure, but when Madsen stopped breathing, Kyle noticed his heart stopped. He went into cardiac arrest. Kyle started chest compressions before medics arrived to use a defibrillator. All the while, Trooper Bukabu worked with others to coordinate help and stayed with Barry's kids.
The whole time now, I was trying to coordinate with Barry, trying to get a hold of his family. His wife was pregnant. And then so I actually called my wife and, like, go to their house and get them and bring them here.
Madsen was revived and taken to a nearby hospital, and tests have been done since then.
I've had, you know, an angiogram, electrical physiology test, and a heart MRI, and there's still no known cause. The doctors tell me it's less than 1% chance that it will ever happen again, but I'm still going to get an internal defibrillator put in.
But Madsen believes he just happened to be in the right place at the right time.
Anybody else there, I'm most likely would not be around. But the other crazy part is that it wasn't exercise induced. I could have just as easily been at home when it happened or out walking the dog.
Both Deputy Kyle and Trooper Bukabu have received honors from their agencies for their quick thinking. Kyle says the biggest reward is seeing his neighbor alive and happy, a reward not necessarily possible with other calls.
He's got two small boys now, and he just had his third child, you know, and he's my age. So knowing that he's able to be there and be a dad is the best thing you can ever wish for.
Yeah, absolutely the best reward. Talk about being a good neighbor. Holy moly.
Yeah. And out of the blue.
Yeah.
And no cost.
It happens once in a while.